This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you've been hearing, come January, Republicans will control both houses of Congress with a new slim majority in the Senate and the largest majority in the House since the Harry Truman administration. Republicans will not have the numbers to, on their own, override presidential vetoes, so sweeping legislative changes are unlikely in the next 2 years. But the new Congress and the White House might find common ground in a key area that could affect businesses and the labor market. Kate Davidson joins us live from our Washington Bureau. Kate, what is this area?
Well, it's trade. The Obama administration is negotiating two major trade deals now, one with Europe called TTIP, and the other is that huge 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. So don't forget, trade deals can be tricky for Democrats, especially when there are labor concerns. I talked to Professor Alan Lichtman of American University. He says a GOP-controlled Senate could help those deals.
You know, the Republican Party, for most of its history, was the protectionist party, but for the last 30 or 40 years, it's switched and become a strongly free trade party. So I think the winds of free trade will be blowing from a Republican Senate.
So, David, I want to tell you how Senate Republicans can help with another acronym, TPA.
I actually know this. Trade Promotion Authority, also known as Fast Track Authority, gives the administration more leeway to negotiate trade deals.
Exactly. And it's something Congress has to vote on. It says a certain trade deal will be subject to an up or down vote by lawmakers without amendments, so the whole package. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has criticized Fast Track, but the new expected Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, has advocated for trade promotion.
Kate Davidson from our Washington Bureau, thank you very much. Republicans built on a strategy of casting these elections as about the perceived incompetence of government and of President Obama. Exit polls show voters also worried about the economy, despite the progress it's made as viewed through government statistics or the stock market. 2 out of 5 voters put the economy at the top of their list of concerns. Now, about half said their financial situation has not gotten much better in the last 2 years. A quarter said it got worse. In one striking finding from exit polling, the Associated Press found that voters were twice as likely to say that life will get worse for the next generation than to say it'll get better.